Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
One of the horrible things that has happened and has been a real setback for a lot of people is gyms closing over this lockdown. It had to be done, but it is still very, very disappointing. In fact, a few gym owners even went so far as saying that their business was essential and that they were staying open. Remember those guys? They didn't stay open for long. I think the guards are knocking on the door. But look, the majority of people are sticking to the rules. But once again, their physical and their mental health are suffering because this outlet that they have relied on it is now closed. Well, on the line now is physical and mental transformation coach Gavin Meenan. We've had him on before. He's an absolute star and he is here to help. Gavin, how's it going?
Not too bad, Jennifer. And yourself?
Good, good. First of all, fitness is your business. So what have you been doing with yourself lately?
I have been pretty much adapting the programs to suit the guys. Obviously, the gym is out of the equation at the moment. So it's a matter of adapting the programs and making
survive.
Some adjustments to still be able to progress over the next few weeks.
Gavin, can I ask you, what did you make of the gym owners who insist on opening up?
Well, it didn't surprise me, and I could really understand where they were coming from.
Yeah.
It is a really important outlet, as you mentioned, and especially coming to this time of year, darker days, the weather's changing, and motivation tends to dip anyway. And it was just, I guess, a place to go to release some of that stress or anxiety or anger or whatever it is you're dealing with. And I guess it was their way to continue to help out their clients beyond these current challenges and circumstances, because it does play a major part in terms of your mental and physical well-being.
It's an important part to most people. It's just part of their daily, weekly routine. So can I ask you, what can people be doing physically so that when the gyms reopen, they aren't like starting all over again, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, a lot of people are dwelling on the fact that gyms are perhaps closed and are perhaps frustrated or angry because they don't have somewhere to go. So instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the opportunity you have at hand. So, okay, the gym is out of the equation. Like, in reality, the only thing that's changed is your environment where you train or where you work out. So you can create your own environment now in the home place. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of ways you can do that. I mean, if you find some space or make some space in your home place and a space where, I guess, there's little distraction and that's your place to work out. Now, if you don't have space, there is other cues you can use in terms of maybe you've got resistance bands or dumbbells or something lying about that they're somewhere within view every single day. So it's almost like your cue to work out or to train. And along with that, I guess there's so much you can do with your body alone. Your body is perhaps the best piece of equipment you've got. It's just knowing how to use it and how to get as much out of it so you can still move forward towards progress and towards challenges.
So we don't have to run out and buy equipment, so to speak?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
There's loads you can do with your body. I mean, it's not just a matter of just, you know, squats and push-ups and sit-ups. There's loads more you can do. And to be able to get a great workout out of that. And that's what I've been doing with the programs. And even this may be an opportunity to set some new goals for yourself. Maybe you're going to the gym over the last few weeks. And even myself, I was setting some goals up to Christmas. And those goals are out the window now. So it's a matter of coming in with new goals and new challenges. So, for example, it could be something like running 5K every single day, every second day. It could be to be able to perform X amount of push-ups or pull-ups by the end of the month. It could be to drop body fat or increase muscle. So, yeah, having that goal will give you purpose, will give you direction going forward. And I think that happiness is often found on the journey towards moving forward towards a meaningful goal. And at the moment, I think the biggest issue is not that the gyms are closed, but it's the motivation to be able to work out at home because of the comfort, because of the distractions there. So as I said, having that goal will give you a reason to get up and get going. and it gives you that sense of achievement that you've done something for yourself.
I love the fact that you said, you know, with the gyms closed, which I think is really important to reiterate, is that don't see it as a setback, see it as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. I think just changing your mindset with that is very important, and setting yourself new goals, you know, or just, I mean, everybody, business owners, we've all had to, you know, sidestep and shuffle a bit and alter what we're doing. And we have to do the same with our fitness program or our fitness journey, so to speak, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a matter of accepting the way things are.
Yeah.
And then adapting to the current circumstances. And that's relatable to any area of life. And we have proven, if nothing else, over the last 6 months, 8 months, however long this lockdown's been on, is that we are very capable of adapting to new situations and a new way of living. And it's, as I said, now a matter of adapting your workouts or your training program to be able to progress beyond these current challenges. And because there's so many challenges out there at the moment, it's become so much more important to put yourself first and to train and to exercise, so you are in the best place possible to take on these challenges and continue moving forward. Just that, as I said, sense of achievement.
The gym, not just physically, but the gym is also mentally very important for a lot of people. How can they make sure that their mental health is okay during this time?
Well, there's a number of factors, I guess. I mean, the exercise and training is one factor. Obviously, talking it out and reaching out to a friend is super important as well. But I think men struggle mostly with this, because I think men naturally hold on to a lot of perhaps their anger, frustration, anxiety, or the stress. They don't really speak about it as much, whereas women would be more likely to speak to a friend about it and, you know, have a conversation about it. So I think men hold this stuff inside, but the gym was then perhaps an outlet for them to unleash some of this anger, frustration, anxiety, or stress that they were dealing with. So, as I said, the environment has changed, but you can still work out. You can still have this outlet. You've just got to create this environment at home now. And again, as I said, the exercise and the training is super important. And to know that you're progressing towards a meaningful goal is going to create, you know, happiness in your life. You know that you're doing something for yourself. You're adding value to your life. And obviously, there's a number of other factors too. Like a few of the guys have gotten the program, I've got them journaling on a regular basis.
How does that help?
It's basically like a brain dump. So whatever is in your head, whatever thoughts in your head, just write it down on paper, and therefore it's not trapped in your head anymore. And even when you see it written down, you can question those thoughts and perhaps come up with some strategies or some steps to move beyond your current thoughts or these kind of behaviors or thoughts perhaps that are holding you back from progressing in life. And as I said, men are less likely to talk, but as I said, maybe the writing is something that would help them as well. It's an outlet for your thoughts, just to get it out of your head, because that stuff can get trapped in there
and fester. I often see
your thoughts can dictate your behaviors, and your behaviors dictate your actions, and your actions dictate your life.
So
you know, don't allow those thoughts to veer you down a dark road. Get them out of there.
Gavin, I have a text in for you. Can you ask Gavin if he has any tips for someone who's only started in the gym before lockdown? This text just says, should I walk instead? Because I've no confidence in training alone.
Yeah, walking's a great place to start. I mean,
just walk a lot.
Yeah, well, everyone has their own level of capabilities, I guess, and it's understanding your level of capability. You know, is walking something that's maybe somewhat challenging for you on a regular basis? Is it too easy? Maybe could you bring a bit of running into that, just to, again, challenge yourself a little bit more? But as I said, there's loads of stuff you can do with just your body weight as well. And it's really about simplifying the process, not to complicate it and say, oh, you know what, I need to like spend an hour here doing this workout. You don't, like 10, 15, 20 minutes, you could have a good workout done. And as I said, it's just a matter of maintaining that momentum going forward over the next 6 weeks. So by the time you're back in the gym, you know, that momentum is on your side and you're just back at it, feeling like you haven't fallen back with your progress, and you just take it on from there. But as I said, walking's a great place to start. If you get out there in fresh air, especially in the sunlight, you're absorbing a lot of that vitamin D as well, which is really beneficial for our moods and for our energy. That's really going to be beneficial as well going forward.
Would you say instead of equipment, rain gear would be more beneficial to get yourself over the next couple of weeks.
Perhaps. And it all depends on the individual. Some people, some men, some women maybe prefer to do some actual bodyweight exercises or exercises with dumbbells or whatever else. And if that's you, then as I said, there's programs out there to be able to implement that into your home place. And maybe you're someone who prefers to go out in fresh air and go for a walk, even go for hikes. And I think it's healthy just to be able to break a sweat every day, just so you know that you've accomplished something for yourself. And as I said, this just builds momentum and improves your mood, improves your behavior, improves your overall life. And you know that you're progressing every single day towards becoming, you know, a healthier, fitter, stronger person.
Yeah, we were banging on all last week about kids needing 1 to 3 hours of exercise every single day. We kind of forget about it for ourselves, so to speak. Yeah. You know, it's so important to do something, even if it's 10 minutes, right, every single day.
Of course. I mean, that's the big thing with parents or with anyone who has a lot of commitments in their life. Those commitments become the main priority, and they themselves are down the list of priorities in terms of like they're putting everyone else and everything else before them, and then they feel neglected. They feel pretty much out of whack. They're lacking energy. They're feeling unhealthy. So to be able to take on those commitments and be in the best place possible to make the most of them, you've got to put yourself first. You've got to make sure that you look after you before you look after other people. And yeah, as parents and as business owners or anyone, there's challenges out there. So you've got to make sure you're in the best place possible to take them on.
Absolutely. I've given up drink for November. It's the 3rd. Nice. I feel like I've achieved something major in my life. And I would like everybody to stand outside their houses at 8 o'clock tonight and give me a round of applause. That'd be great. Thanks. Gavin, you're an absolute star, and people can check out your website at it's gavinmeenan.com. Isn't that right?
That's the website. Yeah.
That's the website. And so people can go in there and log in and do you give advice, and what can they expect if they go to your website?
Well, the best place to get me is probably on Instagram. If they have any questions, they can always DM on Instagram. I'm on that every single day. The website is just, I guess, a hub or platform for the programs that I have and testimonials and some information and that. But if you want to speak to me directly, get me on perhaps Instagram on DM. So, and I'll be able to help you out.
And that's just at Gavin Meenan. Just at Gavin Meenan.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
There we go. Go and ask him. Go and annoy him. Ask him all the questions that you've been texting into me in 51552. Go and ask him directly yourself. Thanks for that, Gavin. I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Jennifer, thanks for having me on.
Bye, love. Bye. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.